The telephone seems to be a popular device to high strangeness. I've heard reports through the years of conversations with the dead, to correspondences with life forms from another time, or even another dimension. Telemarketing tactics aside, there are quite a few reports of these creepy calls, which might suggest that something out there is attempting to use our telecommunication systems to make contact with us. And one of those examples is found in the peculiar case of Gary Sudbrink.
Yes. I'll tell you who it is.
Hello?
Yeah. Do you want to speak to him?
Is Gary Sudbrink there?
Yeah, who's this? Steven, are you playing games with me or what? Huh? Steven, if you're playing games, I'm going to kick your ass.
So how long are you going to be back from Texas?
Huh?
You're being impersonated by the other voice.
Yeah, this is you, Steven, you idiot. You're pissing me off. Jerk. I'm going to get you on... Let's see what it says. Review. One new call out of area. Is Steven out of the area?
Are you going to be back from Texas?
In 1993, Gary Sudbrink was an Air Force captain who was assigned to work in a medical pharmacy in San Antonio, Texas. One weekend, he decided to surprise his family with an unannounced visit, so he purchased a ticket to fly back to Long Island. Arriving at the airport early, he was accosted by a man with a clipboard. The man asked Sudbrink for his name, his final destination, and other personal questions. Sudbrink estimated the man was a salesman and disregarded these questions. However, when he boarded his flight, another man began to accost him. This second man sat nearby and asked similar personal questions until the flight attendant requested to see his ticket. When it didn't match his seat, he was promptly relocated. Sudbrink was feeling unsettled. When he arrived at his parents' home in Long Island, he placed a call to a longtime friend Mike who was in the area. However, Mike was confused by this call. He said he had spoken to Sudbrink the day before. Whoever Mike had spoken to was not Gary Sudbrink. Even more unsettling was the call that began to ring on the other line. Sudbrink answered at 10:30 p.m. on Monday, February 8, 1993. The following is a recording of that call.
Yes. I'll tell you who it is.
Hello?
Yeah. Do you want to speak to him?
Is Gary Sudbrink there?
Yeah, who's this? Steven, are you playing games with me or what? Huh? Steven, if you're playing games, I'm going to kick your ass.
So how long are you going to be back from Texas?
Huh?
You're being impersonated by the other voice.
Yeah, this is you, Steven, you idiot. You're pissing me off. Jerk. I'm gonna get you on... Let's see what it says. Review. One new call out of area. Is Steven out of the area?
Are you going to be back from Texas?
Wait, say that again?
You're being impersonated by the other voice.
Wait, hold on. Is Steven out of the calling area or what?
What do I know?
What do you mean you don't know? He's in Queens.
Well, who are you talking?
I don't know who the fuck.
Hello?
Hello?
Is Gary Sudbrink there?
Who is this?
Sounds like a freaking robot.
Sergeant.
Hello?
How long are you going to be back from Texas?
What was that again, sir?
You were being impersonated by the other voice.
No, be quiet, Alf, huh? Sorry, would you see that again? Hello? Being impersonated by what voice?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Is Gary Sudbrink there?
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, what is your question?
I'll answer it.
So how long were you going to be back from Texas?
How long?
You were being impersonated by the other voice.
Right. When am I coming back? Is that your question? Okay, there was a break. Hold on. You want to know when I'm coming back to Texas? Oh, is that your question?
So how long are you going to be back from Texas?
How long am I going to be back from Texas? That question doesn't make any sense.
By the other voice.
Okay. I'll be coming back eventually. I can't tell you when. You should know that question, the answer to the questions, because you seem to know more about me than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Are you an intergalactic person?
Are you a space alien?
Sounds like you hung up.
I can't believe this.
He hung up, Gary.
See if he comes back.
All right, I'll hang up.
This voice spoke weird encrypted messages. The messages were unclear. However, the person on the other line knew a lot more than it should. For example, they knew the number for Sudbrink's parents. They also knew he would be visiting them. Gary Sudbrink hadn't told anyone that he was planning on visiting his parents. The caller also knew he was currently stationary in Texas. It is clearly noticeable that the caller does not answer any questions asked by the Sudbrinks. Instead, the voice just repeats the same phrases. The second call happened less than 1 hour later. It was 11:10 p.m.
Yes, speaking. Yes. Could I answer any questions for you? I'm not back yet, no.
How long are you going to be back?
Let me answer. First, you tell me, where are you calling from?
This is Gary Sudbrink.
Yeah, why don't you tell me where you're calling from?
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? You should know who it is. It's me, Gary. Wait, let me ask you this question. Where are you calling from? Okay, I'll be back. Excuse me? I can't hear too well.
A full moon.
Yeah, it is a full moon out. That's true. Could you identify yourself? Identify yourself. Why are you calling me? Excuse me? I cannot hear too well.
Get on the other phone, it's better.
Hold on, let me switch phones. Okay. Okay, hold on. Now, who are you?
I'm the
keep an eye in the sky, he said.
Keep an eye in the sky?
Yeah.
Yes, Kenny, I talked to him.
Shh.
Had a sighting. Over.
Okay, hold on. Say that. Repeat that again. Please repeat. Okay.
Near Orion.
Near Orion.
Holy mackerel. Tonight or guess on when?
The full moon.
They post.
So
they are
double.
Repeat. Okay, repeat last word. I'm hearing static.
How am I like to talk to him?
He hung up. Hello?
The duration of the second call was roughly the same as the first call. It shared a lot of the characteristics, similar to the first call. The caller repeated phrases and did not react to questioning. However, there does seem to be some sort of interaction. For example, Sudbrink asked if the caller was an extraterrestrial in the first call. In the second call, the caller then made references to the Orion, the full moon, and also gave them instructions to keep an eye on the sky. It is worth noting that the lunar calendar for February 1993 indicates that there was a full moon just 2 days prior to the first call. Just 8 minutes later, the phone began to ring again.
Okay. Yeah, it's taking time for him to talk. Who is this? Steven, this is not funny, you know.
Brian, it's not Steven.
What do you mean, Brian?
I mean, Gary.
How do I know it's not Steven?
It's not Steven. Hello? I had a UFO experience in West Virginia, which you probably know. And I know that you're into an intergalactic person. Can you speak a little louder? Sir? Can you speak a little louder?
Let me speak to him, Dad. I guess, I don't know.
All right, I'll hang up so you can talk to me. He wants to talk to you.
Okay. Hello, can I help you?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, that's me. Yes, could you please identify yourself? Identify. Yeah, I'm back. I'm in Texas right now. Oh, he asked me a question. No, I'm in New York right now. You know that. Why are you asking me such a question? Yes. Stephen, if this is you, I swear to God, I'm going to be pissed. Huh? I'm trying to listen to him. Excuse me?
Get the hell out.
Okay. Eventually, I'll be back from Texas. Could you speak more? Please speak more. I guess it's not Steven. I believe it because I'm getting static.
People will not leave three times.
Let me go on this phone because I can never hear on this phone. Hold on. Okay. Okay, please speak. Hello?
Keep an eye on the sky.
Okay. Should I go out right now?
Right.
Right now?
Before.
Okay, see, I'm not sure where Orion is now, but we'll go outside.
It would show double from me. Repeat that again.
Similar to the other calls, this call was roughly 3.5 minutes long. The next call would not occur until a full day later, and this call was the strangest so far. The mysterious cryptic caller would phone the Sudbrinks one final time.
Yes, this is me. Can I speak to you? Can I ask why you're... Yes, can I ask why you're calling? Can I please ask... Yes, this is. Yes, that is me. Say that again.
This planet.
Leave.
We come.
I'm staying right here.
To be within this planet.
Is this a joke or what? I have to think about that. I'd like to see you.
To be contact as the same with you.
Hey, let me tell you something. I've been listening to you, and I've had contacts with you.
Government interference? You have? Please explain what type of interference.
Beware.
Okay.
Government interference. Visitations to be disrupted by them.
Sun will rise from the dark side of the moon.
Okay, what branch of the government? What should I do? Is that good for me or bad? They hung up.
Yeah.
This time, the caller seems to fixate on extraterrestrial themes. The Sudbrinks then question the caller over a recent close encounter. The argument could be made that this mysterious caller sounds just like, well, a recording. In other words, it could be that there was no intelligence behind the voice, and that it was merely a recording played on a loop. However, when I listened carefully to some of the calls, there seemed to be times when the patterns of the responses appear exactly the same. But at other times they differ slightly. It's almost as if the caller seems to lose energy as the calls progress throughout that first night, since the audible volume becomes noticeably quieter. I find it interesting how those who come face to face with these apparent type entities describe a similar characteristic in their speech patterns. The other thing worth noting is how mechanical the voice itself is. This also matches up with the reports of encounters too. People often report those entities as very mechanical or robotic, leading some to consider if they are intelligent entities at all, or just drones of some sort, perhaps under control by another unseen presence.
You say you're from the future and an evolutionary descendant of humans. You also say you're a different species. So, which one is it? Are you a descendant of humans or not?
Thank you.